My name is Adama, beloved children of the light. I salute you. I welcome you in the energy of this temple. The healing temple is surrounding you presently. And as I'm talking to you, you are surrounded by circles of people. The master healers from Telos are forming a circle around you in this now moment. Welcome this energy, beloved child. Welcome this energy. You have responded to the call of your soul by coming here, coming in Shasta, in the surroundings of Telos, the city of light, that you know. Each one of you know that city of light, because at night you come and visit us, and we teach you. We teach you healings method, new healings method, new ways of healing yourself, of anchoring more lights, more love into your heart, into the heart of each one of yourselves. It's time for you now to accept the great power of who you are and to manifest it in this lifetime among your brothers and sisters. As you know, you've prepared for many, many lifetimes for this very special one, that you are living in this surrounding, on this planet, in this very special time window. We are surrounding you with a very special energy today, an energy of reactivation. Inside your head, inside your heart, and inside your solar plexus, there are special hidden secret places that you are not using yet, that you have forgotten about. And presently, we are retouching these places with a special beam of light coming from our hearts, the hearts of the master healers around you. They are presently working to reactivate these hidden places inside you. So as I'm talking to you, visualize stars of light, golden light, that are moving inside your head, your brain, inside and around your heart, and inside and around your solar plexus. These stars, these beams of light, are moving very slowly, touching your cells, touching the atoms in each cell, to reactivate some special memories about yourself, about what you have done in many previous lifetimes, especially the lifetimes lived in the time of Lemuria. At one point, we knew that the Lemuria would go and sink in the water. We knew that the consciousness of this humanity would fall into a greater density. And when we realized that, we prepared some of the priests and priestesses to store inside yourself, your DNA, special knowledge that you would be used in this future time. special knowledge about knowing the divinity that you are, about remembering your powers, special teachings about how your brain and your heart are working together, and how the emotions, the thoughts are impacting the physical body and all that you are in this density on planet Earth during this era that you are living in this now moment. So these teachings were planned and were stored in your DNA. So stored, and these teachings, you kept them from incarnation to incarnation. So now it is time for you to reactivate and get connected with these teachings. These teachings are at the level of your cells. It is not in your brain, in your knowledge now, but your cells know. So when these teachings will be reactivated, there's a special consciousness that will rise and grow inside you, and you will remember. You will have these very special intuition about how to cure an illness about the mental body, how to embrace an emotion and heal it without damage, without taking 3 years of healing sessions to heal this emotion. So all of that knowledge is inside you, beloved children. And presently, we are going around you, touching these sacred spaces, and adding light, adding the new life, adding the new consciousness to reawaken these places inside you. So as you breathe in this, the air inside you, breathe in the teaching from these stars, these light stars inside you, and imagine that they are merging with your cells and the atoms in your cells, merging with the suns inside each one of your cells, touching delicately, merging softly. So this merging will take 3 days inside each one of you. It is a delicate operation. So breathe in this now moment, this reconnection that you've, of these teachings that you have stored inside you. And in a couple of weeks, couple of months, new idea will come to your mind, to your awakened state. And follow this guidance. Follow this intuition. Because it will be this knowledge that will have grown inside you to touch your awareness, to touch your consciousness, so that you become aware of all of this potential inside you. And as I'm talking to you now, you are surrounded also by a circle of divine mothers that are coming from this planet and from other planets that belong to this solar system and from other stars that belong to this galaxy. These divine mothers are presently surrounding you, and they are bringing you an energy to reactivate the divine feminine in your heart. Reactivate a vibration, a consciousness, an energy. so that your heart becomes a chalice. A chalice that will receive something very special. Love, the love of Christ. You have been taught in the school, the mystery schools, how to hold the energy of Christ inside you, how to live by this energy, how to manifest it. Because each one of you in previous lifetimes have lived this state of consciousness. So as you hear these words, visualize this heart of yours as a chalice, a golden chalice, ready to be, to receive the wisdom, the love, and the peace of the Christ energy that is being poured down upon this planet for each being living in this dimension, in this now moment. These divine mothers are touching your hearts now to prepare the nest of your heart to receive this infusion. And as you hear these words, visualize the sun, the Christ sun above your head, sending beams of light into your heart. Infusing your heart with its energy of love, peace, harmony. And visualize that this chalice is now nurturing each cell in your body, nurturing the divinity that you are, nurturing the pure light of each cell in your physical body. And also nurturing the pure light of each cell in your etherical body. Your emotional body. And your mental body. You are now a golden being. You are shining with the light of the Christ. You are reactivating the light, the love, and the peace of Christ inside you. And presently, in this now moment, you are the Christ manifested. Because, in fact, there is only one consciousness, and it's the consciousness of the Source, of the living Christ inside you. And when your attention, when you're focusing on this light inside you, you become this light. You are this light. You are this life. The role of the woman on this planet is very important. The woman is the mother of all the children of God on this planet. So what you are nurturing inside your heart is very important. So the more you become aware of what you are carrying inside your heart, of which vibration you are carrying and manifesting in this world from your heart, the more you participate to the creation, or you participate to the decreation. It is asked to each woman to become the mother of all, because you are the mother of all in this dimension. So when you are conscious about this role and you carry the infusion of the light of the Christ inside you, and that you manifest the divine feminine qualities, you have a very great power in this dimension. You have the power to transform this humanity. Because each woman is linked, like every human being is linked to all the other human beings on this planet. So when you transform your heart, you transform the heart of this humanity. So the more you live by the love, the more you incarnate this love, the more you become this love that you are, the more this humanity is changing and becoming more love, more shining about itself. The woman is not enough aware of her power on this planet. Because each woman carries the humanity in her heart, in her cells. So, how will we transform this world? By becoming who you are, by manifesting who you are, your true identity, your divinity, the sun of your life, by manifesting your shining sun inside you, simply trusting that you're doing the good thing, holding your truth in front of everybody, living your truth, living what your heart is telling you to do, telling you to say, to sing among your brothers and sisters. What makes a difference between a human being that is responsible and engaged towards its own ascension and another one that is just living his life, like everybody on this planet? The difference is in the intention and the belief and what you carry inside your heart. A being that is conscious about his divinity is transforming by its own vibration the nature of life on this planet. The other being that is not aware of its own divinity is just participating and just living an ordinary life with no impact on anything on this planet. But somebody that is conscious becomes powerful, because you are God in action in this dimension. If you are God in action in this dimension, you can transform everything that you are. You can transform everything that is around you by changing yourself, because you attract what you carry inside you. You attract what is corresponding to the vibration of your very own heart. So by changing your heart, you change your life, because the magnet that you are attracts the events, the people, the situations that are matching the vibration of your own heart. So, the woman is very important in the great plan for this planet, because you carry the life inside you. It does not mean that you are more than the man. No, I'm not saying that. You are participating to the life expansion in a very special way, because of your link with Mother Earth, your link with the creation of the matter, the creation of this human race, by who you are. So when you become aware of your power and you manifest your power and you're conscious about your power, each woman on this planet becomes more enlightened, more responsible, more aware, more conscious, because you are all linked together. And the same applies for each man. The more you become enlightened, conscious, you help all of this humanity, each woman, each man, but most of all, each woman. And after that, the men are touched because of their link with the woman. So why am I talking to you this way today, beloved children of the light? Because you signed a contract dating in the time of Lemuria. And this contract is stipulating, I will participate to the creation of the new world on this planet. I, daughter of God, daughter of the Source, will participate with a joyful heart to the creation of the new earth. So, you came here for yourself, but also to participate to the great plan of awakening this humanity. So, the best way to participate to the great plan is to manifest and to live your own divinity, to be the sun, to be the light, to be the love that you are, to accept it fully, to embrace it fully inside your heart, to love yourself unconditionally inside your heart, and to live by this truth. By doing these simple things, you change yourself and you change this world. You enable the new earth to come and to manifest. You enable the fifth dimension consciousness to approach this humanity and to anchor itself in the heart of everybody on this planet, so that this humanity becomes the children of God, the children of the Source, manifesting their beauty, their perfection, their harmony, their peace. Life is love, and love is life. You are love in expansion in this dimension. You are the tools of life in this dimension. You are the tools by which this humanity is awakening. By awakening yourself, you awaken, you participate to awaken this humanity. This is very important to accept inside yourself, to accept that you are powerful, to accept that as you grow in your light, in your love, you transform this dimension, because you are part of this dimension. So it's like the drop of water in the ocean. The drop of water in the ocean cannot separate herself from the ocean. And the ocean cannot separate itself from the drop of water that it contains. Do you understand? This week, you will work with the Divine Mothers that are in association with the Mother Earth. You will work with your Telosian guides that are there to help you and support you in your growing process into your divinity. This week, you are changing your heart. You are adding something special to your heart. You are hiding a portion of your true heart, the heart of your higher self. It is coming towards you to shine more and more, to embrace you, to touch you. Each one of you, you have memories. Memories of that are stored in your cells. These memories must be accepted, transmuted. And as we are standing in this very special place, I would like you to imagine that we are moving in our Merkaba into the temple of healing. And as we are stepping into our Merkaba, this Merkaba is moving towards the healing temple where we are waited. And as our Merkaba is slowing down in front of the temple, you get out of the Merkaba and you are welcomed, each one of you, by a guardian of the temple. Feel this energy. Behind these guides, these guardians, there is a circle of masters, master healers, that are welcoming us. And as we are going up the stairs and reaching the main floor of the temple, they are greeting each one of us. They wear a white gown with an emerald green belt, with a golden thread around their neck, golden collar. So they are welcoming each one of us, and we follow them in the special room that has been prepared for our group. In this room, there are tables of jade with golden cushions upon them. So for each one of you, choose a table and lay down on the table. And as you lay down on the table, four master healers are coming around you, one at your head, one at your right side, at your feet, at your left side. And from their hearts, they are sending beams of light on your body in different regions. So just relax. Breathe in the energy that is surrounding you. And just receive the light that brings more peace inside you. Feel that your body is being renewed the whole room is full of a very special light, a green jade light, very soft, that is nurturing, that is bringing peace inside you at all levels of your being. And as you lay down upon this table, the master healers are calling a part of you that was living in the time of Atlantis. And this part of you is coming towards you, appearing above your body. And as you listen to these words, concentrate your attention on your heart. And repeat these words after me. I. And you say your name, Denise.
Fully welcome.
This part of myself that was waiting this precious moment to merge with my awakening heart.
To merge with my awakening heart.
And bringing me what it is supposed to bring me. So as you concentrate on your heart, this being of light is moving down towards your body and merging softly with all of your being, in all regions of your body. And presently you are embraced, enveloped by a light that is shining, golden shining, enabling this merging between the cells of each of these two bodies, the atoms, the consciousness. This fusion will bring you more energy, more awareness, more imagination, it will bring you more balance inside your physical body. You are merging with a portion of yourself that prepared for this moment to bring you a special help in this lifetime. All of these portions of yourself were working in temples of love, compassion, temples of patience, temples of beauty, of perfection, and all of these qualities will merge with you. Those ones that you prepared for, that you wanted to cultivate and develop and use in this lifetime. So just breathe in this energy. And as you are surrounded by this golden light, the golden light is disappearing, and you feel your body again. You feel a new energy inside you. And this merging will be attuned for the next 5 days. So at night, there will be more attunement with this part of yourself, with yourself, at each level of your being. So you will go back to this temple, to this table, for more attunement, so that the merging becomes perfect, with ease and grace. And for now, imagine that you're getting out of the table. And as you get out of the table, one of the master healer is presenting you a glass filled with a white liquid, sparkling white liquid. So softly drink it to bring more harmony inside you, to help balancing your new body. After drinking this liquid, you are invited to follow your guardian, the guardian that was assigned to you. And before leaving this room, we send our gratitude, our thank you to the master healers that know each one of us so well. And softly we follow the guardians and come back to our Merkaba. We thank our guardians for going back into our Merkaba. And softly we are coming back here. Beloved ones, the healing temple in Telos has many more facets, many more facilities. It can heal anybody at any level, not only the human species, but people from all around the creation, from this universe, are coming into this temple to get reharmonized, to get back their light and their love level in a balanced state. We've shown you something different today, and new places. We've shown you that you don't know yourself. This operation that took place was prepared by yourself thousands of years ago, in the time of Atlantis, after the falling out of the Lemuria. There was many high priestess and priestess, priests and priestesses that were always loyal to the love and to the light, to the Christ consciousness, and you were part of these. There is so many things about yourself that you don't know yet, that you're not even aware. In this lifetime, all that you have prepared in those parallel lifetime, past lifetime and future lifetime, will come towards you to help you to do the next step, to walk on your path towards your ascension. Because what you're doing is not only for yourself. It will be used as a procedure. It will be used to help other planets that are going through the same thing as planet Earth in this now moment. So you are much more than what you think you are. You know less than 1% of who you are, what you are, your power, the light of your heart. What is coming towards you, towards this humanity, is an expansion of your own consciousness. We are presently working on your DNA. We are working at helping you expanding your own consciousness to embrace what you are in reality, who you are, fully. And this will impact your physical body, all of your bodies, your emotional body, your physical body, etherical body, mental body, all of your spiritual body. You are getting realigned. So when you come at night in the temple of healing, we are realigning your bodies. We are realigning your heart with who you are, so that you can see, you can open new eyes, feel differently, see differently, be differently, live differently, with an opening of heart. Live by the heart. Live by the love and the trust towards life, towards your surrounding, all that is around you, because you are surrounded by the life. None of what is around you is dead. Everything that is around you is alive, is conscious. Yes, even this dirt under your feet is conscious, because it's part of the light of the Christ. It's part of the light of the Source manifested in this dimension, in all these forms that you are using, including your physical body, including your thoughts, including your emotions. All is the Source. You are the Source in action in this dimension. Nothing less than that. And what is going on this planet now? The Source is claiming back its right of love and peace and light in this dimension, upon this planet, in this planet. It's taking back its own body in its own love and light. So, who are you? You are precious. You are unique and precious, each one of you. You are awakening to your true state of mind, your true heart. You are awakening to your true identity in this now moment. Not in 10 years. No, you are in the process now. So the more you accept it, the more you open yourself towards this truth, the more you love yourself unconditionally, the more you shine your true state, your true identity, the more your vibration is changing, and the more you become this antenna that is aware of all that is around you. Because presently, all your antennas are closed, shut down. Because you do not accept and you do not manifest your true identity. So as soon as you accept your true identity, there are some antennas that are starting to be reactivated. And the more you accept your divinity, the more you live it, the more your antennas are being reawakened, reactivated all around you, in your aura, in your chakras, in all, each one of your cells, and you become one more time part of this universe, part of the consciousness that is. You become one. No more separation, no more duality, no more suffering, because you bathe in the light of the Christ, in the love of Christ, in the light of the Source. And that is really coming towards you. What we did to you today, you have planned yourself. We were just the helpers to help you. So maybe for the next few days you will feel some discomfort. So just be aware of that. Just accept it with joy in your heart. You are working to be complete again. In the next few months, next few years, you will merge with other aspects of yourself that you have left before your incarnation, and also other aspects of yourself that are evolving in other planets, on other stars, in other dimensions. Those other aspects of yourself will come towards you. Your higher self will bring them to you. And sometimes you will feel that you have to go to bed early. And that there will be a reason for this. Because that night you will merge with one aspect of yourself that just left Orion maybe, or Venus, or Aldebaran, or another star system that you don't even know. Do you understand this language?
Yes.
So each one of you is powerful. You are in the process of growing and manifesting your maturity, your spiritual maturity. If you compare what you are now and you compare in the next 5 years or 10 years from now, you will not recognize yourself, because presently you are on the plan of reunification, reunifying everything that is part of you, part of your higher self, that is you, that you are manifesting in this dimension through this body, using this body of yours, this temple of yours. So just open your heart to all possibilities. Open your heart to life. Trust completely, unconditionally, life. Trust completely the plan that you've prepared for yourself to awaken to your true identity. Divine Mothers are blessing your hearts. Your brothers and sisters of Telos are also blessing your hearts. And me, your brother, member of your own family, I bless your heart with all my love and all the peace that I am in this now moment. Blessings.